I thought that I would never be able to accomplish anything out of life, that I was going to be a failure all my life. But AIM probably taught me different. You know, I made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake. You know, I made some bad decisions, you know, and through my bad decisions I made, that would help me, strengthen me, and make me stronger again.
This is the voice of Cynthia. She is a young mother who first went to prison in 1992 and returned 3 times after that on drug-related charges. Cynthia, who is now in the process of rehabilitation at a faith-based treatment center for women, says that it was the Classes in AIMS Project Reconnect that finally made her realize that she had the strength to pick up herself and turn her life around.
Being in them classes and taking them classes would help me find out my purpose in life, where I need, you know, where I went wrong. Like I say, them was my circumstances, not my circumstances who wasn't who I was. And it taught me to be my own architect, you know, and that knowledge was powerful. The more I was willing to learn and listen and be teachable, I had a chance at life again. If I wanted anything in life, I had to stand up for it. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. My freedom was worth fighting for, and I knew I had to make some changes in my life, and I had to make some changes in the way I think, you know, because I knew that wasn't me. And being on drugs transformed me into a monster, someone that I wasn't. So I became something that I didn't know what I became, but I knew it wasn't me. So in order for me to change from a lifestyle, I had to change my thinking pattern. I had to be teachable and learnable all over again and set my pride to the side and say, okay, I don't know. Will you help me? I had to ask for help. So I had to reach out to someone, and I reached out through AIM. You know, and they started me on my journey to recovery, you know. And, you know, when I was in prison, I stayed in trouble, and I seen people come and go, and come and go, and I said, I want to go home. So I had to do something different. So I started taking the classes, and they taught me a different way to live, that I didn't have to live like that no more, you know. And they was told me about how powerful education is. You know, the more you learn, the more you don't have to live in these situations. You know, and I just love AIM. I love Project Reconnect. I mean, I found hope taking them class.
When Cynthia was 4 years old, she was raped by the son of her father's boss. Ever since then, she says that her father tried to spoil her because of the guilt that he felt for not being able to protect her. Cynthia dropped out of school in the 9th grade. The first time she experimented with drugs was at the age of 19 when her mother passed away.
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why God took this loving, caring lady away from me. And she was not only a good mother, she was my best friend. And she was, you know, she was the second best thing that happened to me besides God. You know, and I didn't understand, and I was kind of confused then, and I kind of doubted God, faith. I lost my faith a little bit, and I wanted something to make me feel whole, because it's like when I lost my mother, I didn't feel whole no more. And that's when my road of destruction started.
It was while taking drug rehabilitation classes offered by AIM that Cynthia began to realize that the man who raped her suffered from the sickness of alcoholism. She began writing letters to him. According to her, it made her realize that nobody owed her anything in the world. Rather, she owed it to herself to begin the process of healing.
If God forgive me for all the things that I have done in the world, I had to forgive him for what he done to me. And to carry that burden, now I have to carry that burden no more.
Cynthia noticed a large difference within the prison when AIM started offering its classes. Many women, including herself, stopped getting into trouble so that they would be able to attend the workshops, and most importantly, stay eligible to see their children for AIM's visitation program at the end of each month. Slowly, she says she was able to forgive herself for the many years that she spent living a life that she was not proud of.
If I could take back all the time that I wasted, you know, because when I look at it now, I wasn't even a mother to my daughter. I wasn't even a sister to my siblings. I wasn't even a wife, you know. All I did was sit in prison day after day with a hurt in my heart that wouldn't go away, you know. And I look at it, I looked at you, and you stole my heart. And I promised we'd never depart. Crack cocaine. But I was drowning in my own lies so deep. It's another promise I couldn't keep. You know? And I could go on and on, but like I say, I thank God for Progress Reconnect and AIM, because it's happened to save a lot of girls' lives.
After being told that she was a failure again and again by family, friends, and the guards at the prison, Cynthia says that being in AIM's classes was one of the first times she had ever received positive encouragement. Now that she is out of prison and undergoing rehabilitation, she hopes to go to college to become a drug counselor so that she can share her experience. In her words, "If I could save one person with my story, then that is my purpose here on Earth."